Blog Talk Radio.
Righteous One. God's word tell us
that the prayers of a righteous one availeth much. And so before, like I said, we go into any further ado, I will turn the volume down a little bit so you can hear a little more of me and less of them. Before we go into any further ado, we're going to give reference to the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So we're going to take this time, this opportunity, and this digital stage to give God, hallelujah, his complimentary. We just thank God for giving us an avenue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to a dying world. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah, I come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty, God, and your love unmeasured. So we thank you, gracious Heavenly Father, for filling us together in unity once again around the spectrum, God. For God, we know that this earthly place is not our home, but you have lied in wait, a mansion that's prepared for those of us that are living according to your word and according to your command. You also, God, have created a mansion that's not built by the earthly man, but you are his architect, God. And until you crack that cloud one of these historic days, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. And Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word, hallelujah, to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to give me the encouragement and the wisdom, hallelujah, to bring a comforting word to someone out there that might have lost a loved one on tonight. To give them encouragement, to know that all is not lost. Because we know that God never makes a mistake. And we don't never understand all of the things that we have to go through in this life. But we know that God knows best. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I'm just asking you, God, to someone out there that's lost and don't know that they have a Savior that loves them, that cares for them, and that you want only their best, hallelujah, will be of importance, God. And so, we just want you to have your way on this airway tonight, God. I don't want my will to be done, but I want your will to be done through me, God. Hallelujah. And so we know that time is of an essence, and we're going to go now on into our scheduled program. And so our sermon on tonight entitled, A Strong Constitution. I'll say that again. A Strong Constitution. We will be taking our key scripture reading from the law of 1 Peter 2 and 9. And it reads like this. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. Hallelujah. And we come to the conclusion that we find out that the Declaration of Independence of the United States speaks of all people being created equal, and that we are endowed with certain unalienable rights. We know that the Constitution guarantees that the government will protect those rights for all its citizens. We know that these two documents clearly reveal that the nation's freedom depends largely on a strong Constitution. We know that the Bible is a more far-reaching Bill of Rights than either of these documents. We know that it originated with God, who backs it with his justice, his concern for all people, and his sovereignty, and it is the only character that guarantees freedom from sin, penalty, and power. We know that a man, hallelujah, went to a clergyman to get some advice about religion, virtue, and the freedom it brings, and what must I do to attain holiness, he asked. Then the clergy replied, follow your heart. Then he added, to follow your heart, you are going to need a strong constitution. The man replied, which constitution? Hallelujah. And the clergy told him the Bible. And we find out, Peter said that Christians, as a holy nation, are to proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. That's found in the law, 1 Peter 2 and 9. There we find true freedom. When we live by our own constitution, we'll be able to enjoy our rights and fulfill our calling. Hallelujah. So we know that God's changeless words will change our lives. But we must do our part. When we live out its principles, we'll keep it in our hearts. And we find out that the best constitution in the world is found in the Bible. Hallelujah. We also know that throughout the ages, we know that holiness has been one of the marks of the church. We know that the word from the Apostle Creed, I believe in, hallelujah, the Holy Universal Church. We know that living in a society that emphasizes the welfare of individuals at the expense of the common good. We often lose sight of the fact that we are called not just to live as holy individuals, but also to live as a holy community, centered in God's presence. A community that manifests its truth and action in the world. An emphasis on personal holiness without consideration of our life in communities is a corruption of the Christian faith. We know that holy living is more than following rules. For in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we have been set free from the law. We have been taught by God to get love, to let love be our rule. And we also know that the early Christian experience a prevailing sense of the presence of a God who chose them and cared for them. Hallelujah. Both as individuals and as a community. We know that the Thessalonians, hallelujah, were challenged in three important areas that are expressed in community life. That was human sexuality, public life, home, work, school, and church, and also the private life consist of small groups. And we're told that Paul instructed them in these, hallelujah, areas, and urged them to walk and to please God. So, hallelujah. And I lost my place, I'm sorry. Paul instructed them in these areas, and urged them to walk and to please God. So, he would abound more and more. That's found in the law of 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1. What we desperately need today is to recapture a sense of our community life, an expression of holy living. We know that holy living began, hallelujah, with the desire to be used by God. And it's reflected in faith and action together in community life. We know that holy living is nurtured in the ministry of God, in the preaching and teaching, the caring and sharing of God's saying love in the community of which we are a part. Then we know that our daily living becomes a witness, the incarnate word, and we are empowered to influence others. We know that in living for God, we know that apostolic, holy, and universal Christian community in every place is liberated to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And to go where the Spirit is leading, we know that the community, hallelujah, life, as sculptured by God, is indeed an expression of holy living. And so we know that in this life, we are pilgrims. We are children of God. We're also called disciples. We are called a peculiar people. And that means that we are set apart from the world. The Bible says to be in the world, but not to be of the world. Meaning that we know we have to be in this world because we live down here on planet Earth. But we don't have to take on what the world is doing and dipping and tipping in what society is bringing about. But we are to be set aside to be godly men and women and teachers and preachers and edifying the divine word of God as we know it to be. And then we can truly live out the true edification of a holy lifestyle. Because that is what we are doing. We are implementing the love of God through our daily life of teaching and preaching and edifying the divine word of God to others. God told us to go into the world and preach my gospel to the lost souls. He said that he that believeth is baptized, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So we know that in this life, we're going to be prosecuted. Some are going to be killed for our stand on the doctrine of Jesus Christ. But we know that if we keep our hand to the plow, neither looking to the left nor to the right, but looking straight ahead and keeping our focus on God, we can look to Jesus, whom is the author and the finisher of our faith. And thy life with a crown of life for those that are living according to God's will and according to God's way and according to God's command. There lies in wait a crown of life. Now, you might say a crown of life. What is that? Overseer Ward. A crown of life is the deeds that you and I have done in this earthly body. God says we shall be judged according to the works and the deeds that has been done in this mortal body. May it be good or may it be bad, we're going to be judged. So the crown of life implements the lifestyle we lead down here on planet Earth. Hallelujah. That will guarantee us a seat in heaven, and to wear a crown of life and to starry crown our long white robe. Hallelujah. That guarantee, this life guarantee the life that we will take on after this life. After this life, there is a next life. There is an eternal life. That is the life of either living eternally with Christ or living eternal in darkness, in that place they call hell. Some call it Hades. But whatever you call it, it is a place of fire and brimstone. So you either have a choice of living with God are living in the fiery furnace to incinerate. You will never burn up. You will be living out eternity through hell fire. So the work that we do will dictate what our earthly home will be. So, before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to magnetize your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, repetition, you would want the Oldship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Love Talk Radio. Your program has been the Oldship of Zion. You can send your correspondence, make it attentive to Overseer Janet Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we come across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow the completion of this selection to bring our program to its conclusion. May God bless you and you and you till we meet again. Bye for now.
Can we kick it? That's more like it.
And you come in a lady.
Yeah.
There are so many things to learn. About life and things that we made up. Don't wanna be mistaken. For not being a Christian girl.
Well.
So you hide it, don't change.
Can we talk?